Thank you. Thank you. Adiraj Vitaria Sudarzatisma.
Sein Gräß ist die Bhaktin des Maharaj, Sil Prabhupada Kichai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavarindi Kichai, Namachai Sil Haridas Thakur Kichai,
Krebs Kosti Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dhananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sharadati Gopa Kchalindi Kichai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Chamukund, Radha Kunti Rigoda Angichai, Nai Puanavadita Angichai, Vrindama Frida Angichai, Ganga Mai Kichai, Yamana Mai Kichai, Tulsi Devi Kichai, Bhakti Devi Kichai, Harinam Sankirtani Akikichai, Tagore Premanamdi, Hari Hari Go.
Translation of this song?
You can translate if you
want.
You can translate.
But it's in English, no? You have
it? It's in English.
Yes.
Okay. You want to translate it in?
Yes.
Great. Krish, who will do it?
Divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the Sankirtan of Sri Hari. Harinam Sankirtan, Golokera Premadan, Harinam Sankirtana. Why did my attraction to that chanting never come about? Day and night, my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Raj, Rajendra Nandana, became the son of Sachi, and Balaram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madai, are evidence of this. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Rishabhanam, please be merciful to me now. Narottam Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. For who is my beloved except for you?
Thank you.
this kind of prayer is called Vigyapti, or some kind of an Ishtade Vigyapti, an application of surrender and mercy. In a helpless way, presenting oneself to the Ishtade, to the Lord, to the worship of the Lord, of one's heart. So it's a wonderful prayer. So today I thought, also in the morning, we keep going in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Because it's a 20-year celebration, so it's already starting this morning of the installation day or appearance of Shri Gaumitai here in Zagreb. So it's only happened one time. And next time will be 25 years, and then 30 years, and then 40 and 50. So next weekend we will have in Geneva also a similar festival for the Swiss devotees. They have a 40-year celebration of Srila Prabhupada's arrival or visit in Switzerland. So we visited Switzerland 1974. And short after that, also Gaumitai appeared in Switzerland. In the same mood, like you are here. Also me, with raised arms, very enthusiastic, very merciful atheist. So, 1975, they were installed in Geneva. Then they moved to a little farm, and then they came to Zurich, where they still are worshipped now and stay. Will be next weekend. Festival, because Prabhupada arrived in Geneva on the in the end of May and the 1st of June. So it will be exactly in that day, in that time. So such celebrations or such kind of festivals, it's very nice for devotees to come together and be happy together. And because material life is full of stress and struggle. So we need kind of good association. And for people, they're always looking for such kind of opportunities. But they do it in form of parties and nightclubs and sport clubs. That's places that people unite in the Kali Yuga, come together, meeting. What they're doing, they're drinking, but they can be a little funny and jolly. And they're smoking and speaking. But not relevant words. Nothing about Krishna. Nothing about devotional service. Nothing of how we can actually solve the miseries of life. We all want to forget the misery of life by intoxication, by some meeting together about this and somehow forget. So such kind of prayers, like our great Acharya Srila Narottam Das Thakur, and also later on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Govinda Das, Kaviraj. So we have so many wonderful prayers we can recite. And that's actually important, these prayers of the Acharyas, because these prayers of the Acharyas, like Narottam Das Thakur, Prabhupada, they're not different from the Vedas. Actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, another great Acharya in our line, directly after Narottam Das Thakur, maybe 100 years or so later, Vishwanath Chakravarti, he wrote an Astakam, Narottama Astakam. where he glorifies Narottam Das Thakur, his activities, because he developed a very special kirtan style of melodies, and he wrote poetry with Prophet Vaishnava Siddhanta on the basis of teaching of Lord Chaitanya in very simple Bengali language. So that everyone, every simple, even uneducated person, could understand. It entered directly in the heart and melted it. So his kirtan style was very popular, and whole villages in Bengal, thousands of people took up the process of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, glorifying Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, and ultimately also Radha Krishna. So this kind of kirtan, because they are prayers, and so he said, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes in one poem of this Astakam to Narottam Das Thakur, that actually Narottam Das Thakur's prayers or songs are not different from the Vedas. The Veda is transcendental sound. Transcendental sound, Brahma Shabda. And the transcendental sound, but doesn't have to understand the meaning of it necessarily. Just the sound in itself is so much purifying that it melts the heart of everyone who is listening to it. Therefore, in this age, Lord Chaitanya appeared in Nityananda to bring this Golokera Premadana, this Golokera Premadana, this treasure of love to Krishna, who is only present in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. He brought it down. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, it's a very nice, I also mentioned it yesterday already, in the Mangalacharan by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was also a very great poet. Actually, Vaishnava means he's very poetic, he's Kavi. It's one of the 26 Vaishnava qualities. So many of our Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they were Kavis. Srila Prabhupada also is Kavi. He's got the title Kavi. Many devotees in Gaudiya, in the Gaudiya Math at that time, when they saw or heard Prabhupada's poetry, they were very impressed, especially his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he understood, he understood the pulse of his Guru, the heartbeat. That's important. We have to understand the heartbeat, the pulse of the Guru. By understanding that, one actually can become very close with the Guru. And because Srila Prabhupada, he understood the mood of his Guru Maharaj. So when his Guru Maharaj was hearing this poem, beginning with Adore, this famous poem of glorification of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on the day of his Vyasa Puja. So he became very pleased. And since that time, actually, because Srila Prabhupada also wrote many other poems and articles, but his Guru Maharaj's magazine, Sacha Nitoshani, and so he got the title Kavi, the poet. And because Vaishnava is poetic. So similarly also Narottam Das Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur later on, they understood the pulse of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Therefore they were empowered to write such wonderful poetry in form of songs. Actually all Vaishnava literature is song. Because in the spiritual world, everything is song. Every word is a song. It's stated in the Brahma Samhita. And every step is a dance. Lokesh. Every step in the spiritual world is a dance, and every word is a song. There the devotees are constantly engaged in singing and dancing about the glories of the Lord. The Chaitanya Bhagavat is also sung, the song about Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Charitamrita is in form of songs. The whole book you can sing. The whole Chaitanya Bhagavat you can sing. In Bengal, it's very prominent. So it's very moving, very ecstatic if you hear how the Vaishnavas are singing the songs of Vrindavan Das Thakur and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is a song. The whole Bhagavatam is, therefore the song is Uttama Shloka. It's a supreme poetry because it glorifies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's Uttama Shloka. Nivritta tasai upadiyamanas pavaushata chotriya mano viramat ka Uttama Shloka gunanuvadat humam viracheta vinapashyat. Parikshit Maharaj, in the 10th canto at the beginning, he congratulates Shukadev Goswami about the narrations of Krishna Katha that he mercifully revealed to him and spoken to him, Shukha Mukha Amrita Rava Samyutam. Although the Srimad Bhagavata, the Vedic literature, is desire-free. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the most ripened fruit. Nigama Kalpatru Galikam Palam Shukamukam Prava Samyatam. But the most ripe fruit, Srimad Bhagavatam, is more very relishable. And Maharaj Parikshit, he relished Srimad Bhagavatam because he heard from the mouth of Shukadev Goswami. And he was very happy. It was like balsam on his heart. So he felt very happy. And he asked him, please continue to narrate Srimad Bhagavatam to me about this Krishna Katha. Because this is the only medicine. Pava Ushada. Pava, material cycle of birth and death, is called Pava. Aushadi is an Ayurvedic herbal medicine who can cure our heart disease of the knot in the heart, because we all have a knot in the heart. Bondage, bound to this material identification in so many different ways. So this Krishna Katha can cut this bondage and can cure our heart so that it becomes very soft, very clean, very a suitable place where Gaudiya, Ishtadev or Radha Krishna or Krishna Balaram or any Ishtadev will take place, can take place in it and accept the worship of the devotee. That is actually the meditation. Then one's life is completely dovetailed or connected, linked up with Krishna, the Lord in the heart. So this prayer is very nice. I wanted to recite it to you. Chaitanya Bhagavat 1.1. It's a Mangala Charan. Mangalachara means an auspicious invocation. Every Vaishnava book has an auspicious invocation known as Mangalachara because it describes the topic of the book. What is the Ishtadev? What is his qualities? What is his characteristic? And what are his activities? In one verse, to give the reader immediately a glimpse, an understanding, an idea what is the book about. For the Mangalacharan is actually very important. So please repeat, maybe many of you know, or some of you know. Achanu Lambita Puchau Kanakala Tatarao Sankirtanaika Hitarao Kamalaya Takshau Vishvambarao Vicharvarao Yuga Dharma Palau Vande Jagat Priyakarao Karuna Avatarao. Achanu Lambita Puchau Kanakavadatau Achanu Lambita Puchau Kanakavadatau Sankirtanaika Pitarau Kamalaya Takshau Vishvambaro Pichavaro Yuga Dharma Palau Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avatarau Achanu Lambita Puchau. Those two personalities whose long arms extend to their knees. That's the meaning of it. Kanaka eva datao, exuding a resplendent golden hue. Kanaka means molten gold. Kanaka. Datao means effulgence or complexion. Sankirtanaika Pitarao, they're the fathers or progenitors, initiators of the Sankirtan movement. Kamalaya Takshau, exquisite. Kamalaya Takshau, exquisite. Drawn out eyes. Like the lotus petals. Means very elongated eyes. Like lotus petals. Kamalaya Takshav. Vishvambara. Somebody knows Vishvambara?
Those are very good to learn.
Vishvambara.
Vishwambara Chaitanya.
What is it?
Me?
Yeah, you told someone.
One who nourishes the world.
Yeah, one who is nourishing the world. Vishwambara. The maintainer. The maintainer or nourisher of the world. It's the father. Like the father or maintainer of the world. Vishwambara. That's the first name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishwambara. Second name? Nimai. Third name? Gaurahari. Three main names. Don't forget that. Vishvambar, Nimai Pandit, and Gaurahari. Vishvambaro, maintainer, sustainer of the cosmic creation. Vichavarao. This is Vicha. Somebody who knows what this is Vicha?
Wise Lord.
Wise Lord. Brahmana. It means Varao. Vara means the best. The leaders of the Brahmanas. The teachers imparting love of Godhead. Yuga Dharma Palao. Yuga Dharma, you know, this Yuga Dharma? The Dharma, the process of the age? Pala. Pala. Yeah, protector. The protector of the Yuga Dharma. They're the protectors of the Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma Pala. Like Shiva is Kshetra Pala. Kshetra Pala means the protector of the Kshetra. educators of the Yuga Dharma. So they protect the Yuga Dharma by propagate by forcing it, you know, to spread it. So in this way it always keeps fresh. Like fresh blood in the body, you know. So in this way the body is also protected. You cannot maintain the body without supplying fresh blood. So therefore Sankirtan always has to be fresh by expanding. Because it is Anantam Buddhivadana Pratipatam Punam Ritasvatana. It is increasing. It is not diminishing. If it diminishes, then something is, the body feels weak, or also the movement becomes weak. Sometimes it may happen, like a big river sometimes becomes smaller, but we know it's only for some time, then it becomes big again, even more than before. So don't forget that, it will come. So it will never be finished. As long as the river flows. Everyone has to, the river always has to flow. Yuga Dharma Palau, so Bande means offer obeisances or prayers. Jagat Priyakaro. Jagat means universe, and Priyakaro, very dear. Very dear to the people. So they are the benefactors of the entire universe, bringing unlimited good fortune. Karuna Avatara. Therefore they are the most munificent incarnation of God. Translation. I worship their Lordship, Tichitani Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, whose long arms extend down to their knees, whose beautiful complexions are radiant yellow like molten gold, and whose elongated eyes are like red lotuses. They are the topmost brahmanas, the guardians of the Yuga Dharma, the most munificent benefactors of all living entities, and the most compassionate incarnations of Godhead. They initiated the Sankirtan movement of chanting Harinam or Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So now we will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. We continue with this topic. So Lord Chaitanya is a transcendental gardener. So he's a transcendental gardener. In Bengali it's called Malakara. You want to know it?
Yes, please.
8:30.
Adi Dila.
8:30. 8:30. Anjali Anjali Varitele Chatvodise Daridra Kudana Kaya Malakara Hase. The transcendental gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed handful after handful of fruits in all directions. And when the poor hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener smiled with great pleasure. Malakara kahe shuna vriksha pari vara malasaka upasaka yateka prakara. Lord Chaitanya thus addressed the multi-various varieties of branches and sub-branches of the tree of devotional service as follows. Alaukika vrikshakare sarvendriya karma Savarahaiya dare changamere dharma. Since the tree of devotional service is transcendental, every one of its parts can perform the action of all the others. Although a tree is supposed to be immovable, this tree of devotional service nevertheless moves. Evri kshera anga haya sabaza chetana vadya vyapila sabe sakala dhubana. All the parts of this tree are spiritually cognitioned, and thus as they grow up, they spread all over the world. Text 34. Ekala malakara ami kahan kahan yaba ekala vakata bala kadiya vilava. Gardener says, I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? Ekala utana dite aya parishrama keha paya kehana paya rahe mane brahma. I would certainly be a very laborious task. It would certainly be a very laborious task to pick the fruits and distribute them alone, and still I suspect that some would receive them and others would not. Ata eva ami agya pilun sabakare yaham taham prema pala deha chare pare. Therefore I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. Purport. In this connection there is a song, sung by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ineci oshadi maya nasi padalagi arinama maha mantra laho tumi magi Bhaktivinoda prabhu charana padiya seharinama mantra laila magiya. The Sankhita movement has been introduced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to dispel the illusion of Maya, by which everyone in this material world thinks himself to be a product of matter and therefore to have many duties pertaining to the body. Actually, the living entity is not his material body. He is a spirit soul. He has a spiritual need to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge, but unfortunately he identifies himself with the body, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as an animal, sometimes as a tree, sometimes as an aquatic, sometimes a demigod, and so on. Thus, with each change of body, he develops a different type of consciousness with different types of activity and thus becomes increasingly entangled in material existence, transmigrating perpetually from one body to another under the spell of Maya or illusion. He does not consider the past or future, but is simply satisfied with the short lifespan that he has gotten for the present. To eradicate this illusion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the Sankhita movement, and he requests everyone to accept and distribute it. A person who is actually a follower of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur must immediately accept the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering respectful obeisances under his lotus feet and thus beg from him the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If one is so fortunate enough to beg from the Lord this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, his life will be successful. Ekala malakara ami tata pala kava nadiya vahai pala haraki kariva. I am the only gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruits can I eat alone? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu produced so many fruits of devotional service that they must be distributed all over the world. Otherwise, how could he alone relish and taste each and every fruit? The original reason that Lord Sri Krishna descended the Sri Chaitanya was to understand Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna and to taste that love. The fruits of the tree of devotional service were innumerable, and therefore he wanted to distribute them unrestrictedly to everyone. Srila Upa Goswami therefore writes, Anarpita charin chirat karunavatir nakalav samarpaitam unatochvala rasam svabhakti shriyam haripurata sundara dyutti kadampa sandipita Sataridaya Kandare Puratu Vasachinandana. There were many precious incarnations in the past of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but none that are so generous, kind and magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For he is viewed as the most confidential aspect of devotional service, namely the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada desires that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu live perpetually in the hearts of all devotees, and thus they can understand and relish the loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Atma Ichamrita Riksha Sinchi Nirantara Tahate Asankhya Pala Rikshera Upara. By the transcendental desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, water has been sprinkled all over the tree, and thus there are innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. Atta eva sabha pala deha chare thare kaya ha ukhloka achara amare. This view is Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from the old age and death. The Krishna consciousness movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya is extremely important because one who takes to it becomes eternal, being freed from birth, death and old age. People do not recognize that the real distresses in life are the four principles of birth, death, old age and disease. They are so foolish that they resign themselves to these four miseries, not knowing the transcendental remedy of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become freed from all misery. But because they are enchanted by the illusory energy, people do not take this movement seriously. Therefore, those who are actually servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must seriously distribute this movement all over the world to render the greatest benefit to human society. Of course, animals and other lower species are not capable of understanding this movement, but if even a small number of living beings take it seriously, by their chanting loudly, all living entities, including even trees, animals, and other lower species, will be benefited. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Haridas Thakur, how he must benefit living entities other than humans. Srila Haridas Thakur replied that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so potent that if it is chanted loudly, everyone will benefit, including the lower species of life. Jagat vyapya mora ave punya kyati sukhi haya loka mora kahi veka kirti. If the fruits are distributed all over the world, my reputation as a pious man will be known everywhere, and thus all people will glorify my name with great pleasure. Arata bhumite aila manusya chamachara Jamnasataka Karipara Para Upakara. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of Bharat, India, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. Here the magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressed in this very important verse. Although he was born in Bengal, and Bengalis therefore have a special duty towards him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing not only Bengalis, but all the inhabitants of India. It is in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, that actually human civilization can be developed. Human life is especially meant for God realization, as stated in the Vedanta Sutra, Atata Brahma Jigyasa. Anyone who takes birth in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, has the special privilege of being able to take advantage of the instruction and guidance of the Vedic civilization. He automatically receives the basic principles of spiritual life. For 99.9% of Indian people, even simple village farmers and others who are neither educated nor sophisticated, believe in the transmigration of the soul, believe in past and future lives, believe in God, and naturally want to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead for His representative. or his representative. These ideas are the natural inheritance of a person born in India. India has many holy places of pilgrimage, such as Gaya, Benares, Mathura, Prayag, Vrindavan, Hardwar, Rameshwaram, and Chakanapuri. And still people go there by the hundreds and thousands. Although the present leaders of India are influencing the people not to believe in God, not to believe in the next life, and not to believe in a distinction between pious and impious life, and are teaching them how to drink wine, eat meat, and become supposedly civilized, people are nevertheless afraid of the four activities of sinful life, namely illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling. And whenever there is a religious festival, they gather together by the thousands. We have actual experience of this. Whenever the Krishna consciousness movement holds a Sankirtan festival in a big city like Calcutta, Bombay, Madras, Ahmedabad, or Hyderabad, thousands of people come to hear. Sometimes they speak in English, but even though most people do not understand English, they nevertheless come to hear us. Even when imitation incarnations of Godhead speak, people gather in the thousands. But everyone who is born in the land of India has a natural spiritual inclination and is taught the basic principles of spiritual life. They merely need to be a little more educated in the Vedic principles. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jamna Sartata Karikara Para Upakara. If an Indian is educated in the Vedic principles, he is able to perform the most beneficial welfare activity for the entire world. At present, however, for want of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, the entire world is in darkness. Having been covered by the four principles of sinful life, meat eating, illicit sex, gambling and intoxication. Therefore, there is a need for vigorous propaganda to educate people to refrain from sinful activities. This will bring peace and prosperity. The rogues, thieves and debauchees will naturally decrease in number and all of human society will be God-conscious. The practical effect of our spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world is that now the most degraded debauchees are becoming the most elevated saints. This is only one Indian's humble service to the world. If all Indians had taken to this path, as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, India would have given a unique gift to the world, and thus India would have been glorified. Now, however, India is known as poverty-stricken country, and whenever anyone from America or another opulent country goes to India, he sees many people lying by the footpaths for whom there are not even provisions for two meals a day. There are also institutions collecting money from all parts of the world in the name of welfare activities for poverty-stricken people, but they are spending it for their own sense gratification. Now, on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Krishna consciousness movement has been started, and people are benefiting from the movement. Therefore, it is now the duty of the leading men of India to consider the importance of this movement and train many Indians to go outside of India to preach this cause. People will accept it. There will be cooperation among the Indian people and among all the people of the world, and the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be then fulfilled. Mahaprabhu will then be glorified all over the world, and people will naturally be happy, peaceful and prosperous, not only in this life but also in the next. For as stated in the Gita, anyone who understands Krishna will very easily get salvation or freedom from the repetition of birth and go back to Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore requests every Indian to become a preacher of his call to save the world from disastrous confusion. This is not only the duty of Indians but the duty of everyone. We are very happy that American and European boys and girls are seriously cooperating with this movement. One should know definitely that the best welfare activity for all human society is to awaken man's God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Therefore, everyone should help this great movement. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 22nd chapter, verse 35, which is next quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, spoken by Krishna. Etabat shamma sa palyam dehinam iha dehishu pranar athaya piyavacha shraya acharanam sada. 22nd chapter. Let's leave. It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and thrones. Praninam upakaraya yat eveha paratracha karmana manasa vacha tat eva mati man pachet. By his work, thoughts, and words, an intelligent man must perform actions which will be beneficial for all living entities in this life and the next. Mali manushya amara nahi racha dana pala pula diyakari punya upachana. I married a gardener. I have neither a kingdom nor very great riches. I simply have some fruits and flowers that I wish to utilize to achieve piety in my life. Malihana rikshaha ilam eta ichate sarva pranira upakara aya rikshahaite. Although I am acting as a gardener, I also want to be the tree, so thus I can bestow benefit upon all. Aho esham varam charna sarva prani upachivinam sujana sieva yesham vai vimukha yanti natina. Just see how these trees are maintaining every living entity. Their work is successful. Their behavior is just like that of three personalities. But anyone who asks anything from a tree never goes away disappointed. E agya kaila yadi chaitanya malakara paramananda kaila viksha parivara. The descendants of the tree, the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were very glad to receive this order directly from the Lord. It is the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the benevolent activities of the Sankirtan movement, which was inaugurated 500 years ago in Navadvipa, be spread all over the world for the benefit of all human beings. Unfortunately, there are many so-called followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are satisfied simply to construct the temple, make a show of the deities, collect some funds and utilize them for eating and sleeping. There is no question of their preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. But even though they are unable to do so, if anyone else does it, they become envious. This is the condition of the modern followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The age of Kali is so strong that it affects even the so-called followers of Lord Chaitanya. At least the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must come out of India to preach his cult all over the world. But this is the mission of the Lord. The followers of Lord Chaitanya must execute his will with heart and soul, being more tolerant than the trees and humbler than the straw in the streets. Yeyam taham dana kare prema pala palasade mata lokaha ila sakala. The fruit of love of God is so relishable that wherever a devotee distributes it, those who taste the fruit anywhere in the world immediately become intoxicated. Here the wonderful fruit of love of God distributed by Lord Chaitanya is described. They have practical experience that anyone who accepts this fruit and sincerely tastes it immediately becomes mad after it and gives up all his bad habits, being intoxicated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The statements of Chaitanya Charitamrita are so practical that anyone can test them. As far as they are concerned, we are most confident of the success of the distribution of the great fruit of love of Godhead through the medium of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Maha Madhaka Prema Pala Teta Hari Kaya Matila Sakala Loka Hase Nache Gaya. The fruits of love of God had distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a great intoxicant that anyone who eats it, filling his belly, immediately becomes maddened by it and automatically chants, dances, laughs, and enjoys. Keha gada gadi yaya kehata hunkara teki anandita hana hase malakara. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great gardener, sees that the people are chanting, dancing and laughing, and that some of them are rolling on the ground of Lord, and some are making loud booming sounds, hunkara, he smiles with great pleasure. This attitude of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very important. The person engaged in the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. In every center of our institution, ISKCON, we have arranged for a love feast every Sunday, and when we actually see people come to our center, chant, dance, take prasad, become jubilant and purchase books, we know that certainly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always present in such transcendental activities and is very pleased and satisfied. Therefore, the members of ISKCON must increase this movement more and more according to the principles that we are presently trying to execute. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus being pleased will smilingly glance upon them, bestowing his favor, and the movement will be successful. E malakara kaya e prema pala niravadi mata rahe vivasa vivala. The great gardener Sri Chaitanya personally eats his fruit, and as a result he constantly remains mad, as if helpless and bewildered. It is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to act himself and teach the people. He says, Apani Achari Bhakti Karila Prasha, quote from Adilila 4:41. I must first act himself and then teach. This is the function of a real teacher. Unless one is able to understand the philosophy that he speaks, it will not be effective. Therefore, one should not only understand the philosophy of the Chaitanya cult, but also implement it practically in one's life. While chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes fainted and remained unconscious for many hours. He prays in his Shikshastaka 7, Yugaitam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravijayitam Shunyayitam Chagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like pouring the rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. This is the perfectional stage of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and eating the fruit of love of Godhead as exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One should not artificially imitate this stage, but if one is serious and sincerely follows the regulative principles and chants the Hare Krishna Mantra, the time will come when these symptoms will appear. Tears will fill his eyes. He will be unable to chant distinctly the Maha Mantra, and his heart will throb in ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one should not imitate this, but the devotee should desire or be eager for this day to come, when such symptoms of trance will automatically appear in his body. Sarva loke matta kaila apana samana prema matta loka vina nahi dekhyana. With his Sankita movement, the Lord made everyone mad like himself. We do not find therefore anyone who was not intoxicated by his Sankita movement. Ye ye purve ninda kaila bali matoyala seho pala kaya nache pala pala pala. Persons who had formerly criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, calling him a drunkard, also ate the fruit and began to dance, saying, very good, very good. Bala, bala, very good, very good. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the Sankita movement. Even he was unnecessarily criticized by Mayavadis, atheists and fools. Actually, they are also criticized by such men. They will always remain and will always criticize anything that is actually good for humanity or human society. But the preachers of the Sankita movement should not be deterred or irritated by such criticism. Our method should be to convert such fools gradually by asking them to come and take prasadam with us and chant and dance. This should be our policy. Anyone who comes to join us, of course, must be sincere and serious regarding spiritual advancement in life. Then such a person, simply by joining us, chanting with us, dancing with us, and taking prasadam with us, will gradually also come to say that this movement is very good. Palamala. Very good, very good. But one who joins with an ulterior purpose, means an external motivated purpose to get a material benefit or personal gratification, will never be able to grasp the philosophy of this movement. Eta kahilum prema pala vittarana, e shuna pala data, yeye shakugana. After describing the Lord's distribution of the fruit of love of Godhead, I now wish to describe the different branches of the tree of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, wonderful description. Actually, whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is a flow of nectar. Therefore, actually, devotees should read it every day. For your personal inspiration and dying in the mood of this nectar ocean of Lord Chaitanya's lila and words and philosophy. So in this way actually one can drown one's mind. Thirsty mind was dried out in this material existence, and also our intellect and our soul in this nectar, rasapula sirup, rasapula corruption on zero. Prabhupada called the corruption on the bullets. Who shots Maya, ISKCON bullets, to this Rasagula. But the Rasagula, if you only relish Rasagula, the sweet, without relishing the sweetness of Gora Katha or Krishna Katha, then these kind of sweets become very heavy. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, it becomes very heavy. Lies in your stomach and you become more and more fat and lazy. Instead of spreading the movement, you're spreading and increasing your body or your family life. But actually Lord Chaitanya's desire was to spread the holy name in his mood. You don't have to invent something new. So, why Prabhupada was so successful? Because he followed strictly his Guru Maharaj, the Raj. We are blind, we are idiots, fool, number one. So we don't know anything what is good and bad for us and for the people. So therefore we have to follow the order coming from Guru Parampara, from our Acharyas. Present Acharyas and previous Acharyas. That's Adha Guru Ashraya. Follow the instruction, taking shelter in Acharya. And following the footsteps of the previous Acharyas. Tathata Pravatana. So this is favorable. This is the favorable process described by Srila Rupa Goswami, our Acharya of Bhakti. Representative of Lord Chaitanya. So if we're actually following this path, or this process, bhakti, as Prabhupada has given us, then we become empowered. Then we become nourished by the transcendental garden of Vishwambar. Because it's his tree. He's the garden, he's the planter of the tree. He's the maintainer of the tree. He's the he's watering the tree. Therefore, if you follow nicely this process given by our Guru and Acharyas, then you become nourished. You all will be maintained by the transcendental gardener. He will take care that each branch and sub-branch and leaves will sprout and have very nice flower to offer to the lotus feet of Prabhupada Krishna. Therefore we should not deviate, we should not speculate, we should not make politics, we should nicely cooperate. That's the problem in Kali Yuga, because in Kali Yuga, the first thing what Kali Yuga wants to do, to disunite. Because they have support by cooperation, if you hold together. If some people, even if you are two who understand each other, who have same interest, from these two will become four, eight, 16, and so on, more and more. But if we all only think about ourselves, how we can become happy, it will never spread. But if we are holding together and keeping together and supporting in according to your way, either by your words, by your prayers, by your prana, energy, or money, artha, or capability, whatever you have, quality. If you engage for the Shreya Acharya, for the benefit of for yourself and for all other people in this world, then one actually can become instrumental. The Lord is recognizing such devotees. It doesn't matter if you are very qualified or not so qualified. Actually, the qualification is that we always remain humble and tolerant and give respect to others without expecting respect for oneself. That's the way how we can always chant kirtan, kirtan, kirtan yasadari. Otherwise, we will stop. And we just become argumenters and fault finders and lamenting all the time, staying mental. So it will not improve our stage of life in the Krishna consciousness movement. So therefore we have to drown ourselves in this process. As given by Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So we have the great opportunity. So take it. Use the opportunity, take it, don't waste it. Then we will become fortunate. So we have to beg, as Prabhupada is pointing out, we have to beg, following Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's footsteps, begging to the Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, please give us this pure holy name, or this mentality, or this adhikar, that I become a recipient, and a nice vessel, a nice container, where the Harinam Mahamantra can take shelter or appear. Then you are actually rich in all circumstances. Then we are best. So in good time or in bad time. Chant Holy Name, stay together and try to spread the glories of the Lord in whoever devotees are around. We should not expect that everyone will come now. We should just work with those devotees who are around, who have the similar interest. And gradually, Lord Chaitanya will find more and more devotees who will help to spread the Sankirtan movement for the benefit of all humanity. Good, Hare Krishna, that's all. Glory to Prabhupada. Si si goni dai ki. So any question maybe?
Yes.
Can I? Yes, you can.
Zašto? Why? Našim templima,
in our temples,
se tako rijetko čuje sigurno se Čaitanja Čaritamrita
i se rijetko čitaju. Čaitanja Čaritamrita su
not so often is quoted and recited.
Quoted or recited?
Both.
Both. Heard.
Did they all for many of my proper Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I think this is the moment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ali sam kada čitam i sam u sebi ili na glas
osjećam
dublje duhovno poniranje i osjećaj.
I feel I go deeper.
Ljubav prema Bogu ili
okućenje.
Pa onda tako, srce se možda puno lakše može topiti ili te anarte
odraziti. Easily melt.
Nego od posebnih strogosti i one koje se često daje primjenjivati i u tempovima, ali i vam.
Doing some penances and austerities that are you doing.
Pa bavite često jedan drugoga upravo na taj način i tako meni se dođe. Mm-hmm. Često se povređuje strogosti.
It's in my experience that devotees openly put these austerities first plan.
Moje iskustvo da to čisti baš čeka na čeku. My experience that Chaitanya Charitamrita when we reading and singing shloka,
it's very loud. Yeah, so actually speaking out of my heart, I almost wanted to make the point about the recitation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, because in many temples in ISKCON, the Chaitanya Charitamrita class is spoken or given one time in a week at Sunday. So maybe you can also introduce it if you like. I'm not the manager here, I'm not the introducer here, but if you like, you can also do this, because you are a Goni Thai temple. The Goni Thai is the main deity here, is the Sakra Ishvara, Kroesha Ishvara. So it's naturally to reside and Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially at Sunday, because more devotees maybe come to the temple. We don't do it under the week because Siddha Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, introduced the Srimad Bhagavatam class every morning. Because Nastapreshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. This is the process recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by actually recitation or speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam, you follow the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who actually established Srimad Bhagavatam as the supreme evidence of Vedic Siddhanta, of the truth that of Radha Krishna and the relationship to us then, devotional service, and bhakti process, and the ultimate goal to develop Krishna prema in the mood of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and to follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the gopis, or headed by the gopis. So this was Lord Chaitanya's teachings. There's even a sloka about it. One of the disciples of Advaita Acharya, Srinath Chakravarti, I think was his name. So he wrote in his commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam, I think. In Chaitanya Manjusha, it's a commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila, what are called? Srinath Chakravarti. So Aradhya Bhagavan Prachesha Tanayata Dama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Prachavadu Vargena Bhakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumatumaham Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matam Vidam Katra Dara Nafara. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Son of Nanda Maharaj, is to be worshipped along with his transcendental abode, Vrindavan. That's the first. The second, the most pleasing form of worshipping for the Lord is that which was performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. Second. Third, Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority, Amala Puranam, on everything. And that's third. And pure love of God is the ultimate goal of life for all men. That's the fourth. These four statements, for which we have the highest regard, are the opinion or the statements of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's very essential, therefore, that's our process. Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam, therefore, we don't divert from this process. Prabhupada established that process following the Parampara. So to have every morning the Bhagavad Katha from Srimad Bhagavatam and in the evening Srimad Bhagavad Gita. But as I already mentioned, that in many temples in the world, they have Chaitanya Charitamrita.
We have also every Sunday morning.
Also, then it's not an incident, just one time. So that's very nice. I mean, Lokesh Prabhu, you have to come more Sunday morning to the temple here and not via Chaitanya Charitamrita Katha. Wake up from Lika or come on the weekend already, Saturday evening, and stay in touch with the fire of Sankirtan and Lord Chaitanya here. They are merciful here in very beautiful, attractive form. And otherwise you can always devote this during the day like we did in Sankirtan. If you are traveling, then Chaitanya Charitamrita is anyway the main book inspiration. We also have Bhagavatam class in the morning, but during the day, in the break time, in afternoon, we are always reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Either alone or together, reading loudly. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita, like Bhagavatam, becomes more effective, it is chanted loudly. With the Bengali and Sanskrit and translation, so, and the purports. So there's so much nectar in these books, you know. And it has such a purifying and melting effect. We only have one problem, Kali Yuga, laziness. The time we would have, no, but we are lazy. That's our big problem. That's number one fault in Kali Yuga. Nanda Sumanda Matayo. Nanda Bhagya Hi Upadrita. We are lazy. Lazy and less intelligent. And unfortunate, because we're following wrong examples, the wrong path, listening to wrong opinions. Not the opinion of Lord Chaitanya and the previous acharyas. Although we hear it again and again, we don't take it seriously. It goes in one ear and out the next. Other. That's our big problem. We cannot hear because we only want to speak. That's our big disqualification. We only want to speak. We don't want to hear. And what Prabhupada told? Why am I good in Kirtanam? Because I was good in Shravanam, in hearing. He heard very attentively from his Guru Maharaj, and his Guru Maharaj even remarked, you know, that, oh, he's very nice. He never leaves the class. Others leave sometimes when they go to the darshan of devis, when there was a ringing of the bells, you know. And because many times the Bhagavatam class was held in the Bhagavat hall. where the temple of devotees can come. It is separated from the temple room. And there the Bhagavata class was held, or the ashram was given. And then, but then when the ringing bells out, you know, then some brahmacharis and devotees left the class of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to go and take the ashram. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he told, you know, they only go and see, how say, stone and metal and wood. Because what is actually revealing the glories of the deity, of the Archivigraha? Who is revealing the glories of the Holy Dhamma? And the glories of devotional service, it's the Acharya. And if we don't hear from him, you know, then who are we? What we will see on the altar if we don't learn how to listen and know what is the glories of the Archivigraha and what is the glories of the Lord, his name, his form, his quality, and his pastimes. If we don't learn this from Acharya, no, then we are fools. We're missing the point. We're missing the point why we are here. And why the Acharyas established deity worship? Why Prabhupada, although Sankirtan is more important in the age of Kali, why deity worship is still established? Because Prabhupada wanted the Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavad Mark, that's also Parampara's interest or teachings, to go parallel for the safety of the devotees. Because the tendency is, although Sankirtan is the main process, chanting the glories of the Lord or going out distributing, preaching, but the tendency is that if without deity worship, this may be still stay rough. We will not become soft enough. And have maybe a little impersonal attitude. But if we have deity worship with preaching together, now this is perfect. Because you establish a relationship with the Lord. With strong morning program, evening program, every day. You have to do that. To stay protected, you know, we go out preach, otherwise we commit suicide. We become devoured by Kali agents. They will infiltrate you, they will pollute you, they will drag you down by meeting such kind of people who are not following you. So you cannot, so Pancharatrika Vidhi makes you strong and attached to the Lord's form. And this is very important. And if you don't do that, you know, if you are now living outside in these Kali Yuga cities and family life and job, you know, it's a killer. Without strict sadhana and deity worship, you know. And shelter in the holy name, it's killer. So it's a must to follow this process very strictly. Either in the temple, also in your home, and to become inspired, you need the temple to get charged up, you know, and also go to visiting Holy Dhamma. To charging batteries. You should not underestimate this process. Because Nectar of Devotion, it is our Santa book of all kinds of sadhakas or devotees. Well, it's described, you know, we should visit holy places, especially Vrindavan. Dvaraka is not recommended to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, although it's mentioned there. But this is not recommended. So because the later statement is that it's important for us that we visit Mathura Vrindavan. And Acharyas like Narottam Das Thakur, he sings in his song in Kali Yuga, visiting many holy places outside of Vrindavan. is first of all a mental concoction and the hard labor. So he doesn't recommend. You should only take shelter in Vrindavan, because that's the place of eternal Nitya Krishna Lila, Nitya Lila. What's going on there? And because Mayapur is the Yuga Dharma's appearance place, Yuga Avatar's appearance place, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and because it's not different from Vrindavan, so that place is also recommended to visit. Because there is the great mercy coming, so that we can actually enter Vrindavan. Then you can become inspired, and then if you go out, if you stay 1 month or 2 months in this holy dharm, then you can go back and then you feel strong and inspired. For 10 months a year, the next year come again. And with the time you get more and more taste for it, and the opportunity, the desire becomes more strong to take shelter in the holy dharm, either in the there or in the temple, then you will join more and more fully. You gradually lose interest in to live in the materialistic society. Unless you have a mission there, then it's okay to stay. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he preferred to live in the big city because there he has opportunity to preach and give Krishna consciousness to others. He didn't want to become a yogi in the Himalayas. But it was in an old age. So nowadays we don't have to go to the Himalayas, we go to Vrindavan. And there you also have the opportunity to preach. So either you are there or wherever you are, you practice the same process. But here is then you can get mercy. Otherwise, if you are not able to follow the process, we always pray for mercy in blessing. Oh, then the Lord thinks, what is that? See a pool, he's always praying for mercy. He already has the mercy, the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, associate with the devotees, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, worship the deity, worship the Vasi Devi, visiting the temple. And if he's not doing it, why he has to pray for me for mercy? The mercy is already here, but they don't take it. So why should the Lord give you more mercy? First try to get that what you already got by Lord Chaitanya and Guru's mercy. And then you can ask for more mercy. But actually everything will come from that basic process. Because if you don't follow the basic, how you can expect for more? Not possible. It's nowhere possible. So, also not in spiritual life. So we have to become thankful, appreciative and thankful, that we have such nice process and everything is given. We only have to be able and to be developing degree to accept it, follow. Clear? Another question?
What is it, the act or the starting this institution without kirtan and teaching?
All this goes parallel, but somebody is maybe more expert in prasadam distribution and production, somebody is more capable for sankirtan. Somebody is more expert, inclined for book distribution, somebody more as a pujari, somebody as a cook. So the devotional service is absolute. And all these different aspects of sankirtan should go parallel. Not that we neglect one and the other, or other.
Some people are not ready to hear something about some of the
About that? Not ready to hear?
About philosophy.
Therefore, Prabhupada was right. In Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia, that time, you know, that means in your country, the process is chanting, dancing with prasadam. For the general mass of people, that's the process, that's attractive for them. And if they can do that, you know, that's already nice. And otherwise they will do just nonsense. So let them sing, dance and take prasadam. Don't be envious. So let them do that, you know. Everyone can do that what they can do naturally. And nobody is forced, you know. And not a military command or say military place. Not anymore. Previously we had this mood, you know, but nowadays you cannot establish this mood, you know, otherwise nobody will come anymore. So it's another time. So when all it, and what is the process, Rupa Goswami gives? One has to preach according to time, place and circumstances. Whatever the people whatever it takes to make the people chant and dance and take prasadam, we can adjust, we can take. That's the process. That's the main thing. And if somebody has inclination to distribute and to spread, well, that's the minority, it's never the mass. The mass of people, they like dancing, singing, and chanting and taking prasadam. And those who have inclination or desire or, how to say, surrender for the spreading Krishna consciousness or for absorbing in philosophy, they have opportunity. But we cannot oppress it, you know, or force it to the mass of the waters. We cannot, ultimately we can only attract it by giving an example. And by loving understanding and association. Because everyone is a plant, you know. Somebody is very in the beginning and is very weak. So don't destroy it by coming, preaching the chopper technique. So the weak plant, you know, will immediately fall up, will collapse, you know. Shock. It's too much for him. Later on, if the plant becomes more strong, then it becomes more natural. For younger devotees, so let them sing and dance. Be happy like that. They can do it whole day, whole life. That's good. That was Prabhupada when he heard the devotees were chanting, you know, and singing. Even wrong mantras. But he didn't like so much, and although he sometimes stopped it, but then he told at least they're chanting. Because that's the Yuga Dharma, chanting the holy name of Krishna. So at least they chant. So that's the least what one can do, and now it's actually very nice. But so many devotees have a taste now to sing for hours the body dies pleasure. And for other Krishna. So very nice, no? In the 80s and 90s, you know, had not so many nice singers, because they all were in the military command, you know, distributing books. No time for chanting and singing in the temple. And the opinion was, you know, that those who sing and dance are all sentimentalists. But I think nowadays our movement became a little more right, hopefully. so that we can respect everyone who is coming and see and nourishing them according to the level that they are. We don't have to force anyone to become like you. We always expect that they have to become like me, because I'm a book disciple, everyone has to become book disciple. Because I'm a preacher, everyone has to become a preacher. And then we're studying all of Prabhupada's, what Prabhupada Vacha, what he ever spoke, you know, that is a must, that everyone should preach, everyone should disciple books. And so in this way, everyone in this form can find Prabhupada Vacha statements in all directions. And I'll say, spooking them out, you know, spitting them out, you know, in all directions. Therefore, Prabhupada Vacha is nice, you know, but you have to apply it in an intelligent way, not to irritate the devotees. Because every statement of Prabhupada Vacha has also another statement. Opposite. It's normal. There's so many statements Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, distribute books. Actually, this statement is not even completely precise. Because it's only out of context. If you want to please me, you should preach and distribute books. But then he also many times, if you want to please me, you know, chant Hare Krishna. If you want to please me, become a lover of Krishna. So, now somebody can now say, what is now the most pleasing? Ultimately, the most pleasing to the Guru is if you become a lover of Krishna. You go back home back to Krishna. But it's also pleasing for him if you preach and distribute books. And it's also pleasing to him, huh, if you just remain in ISKCON and do something favorable. It's also pleasing. Like a father, you know, it's pleasing with the different kinds of activities of his sons and daughters, according to their capacity. We cannot expect every son and daughter develops in the same way. So each and every activity is pleasing to him. If they are lovingly, favorably cooperating with him. So then it's pleasing. So what is the problem? Okay. Yes?
When a person is in Maya's clutches.
Huh?
When a person is in the clutches of Maya.
The clutches of Maya.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in trouble. And he is lucky that he is conscious that he is in trouble. It's very difficult to get out of the hell. Yeah. So is Maya really giving this person to Krishna, or
is that?
Is Maya giving freely this person to Krishna?
Giving freely.
Or is there
releasing,
a fight?
Releasing.
Releasing
freely to Krishna. Releasing.
Is it a battle or Maya is like, okay, now.
Or you have to fight against it and yeah. Get out of, get free. Yeah, that's the Bhagavad Gita Sloka 7.14. No? Saivisha Gunamayi. Maya is very difficult to overcome because it's Krishna's energy, so we cannot fight against her. You will be defeated. You will become defeated. But Krishna says, Nameva Yebravadinte, Mayami Tamsarantite, if you surrender unto me, because he is the controller of Maya, he is Mayesha. So then you can easily overcome her. After all, Maya is Krishna's devotee. She is Krishna's energy. But she has a thankless job. You know, to keep conditioned souls, who are not capable or ready to surrender to him and cooperate with him, to keep them in illusion. But because she is Vaishnavi, she becomes very happy if the devotee shows some sincerity in following the order of Sri Adi Master and try to follow Krishna's order also, to follow the process. She has still right to test you, but ultimately you have to see it as a test. She is not a witch who is just about to always keep having on her ground. After all, it's her duty if you are weak. And Prabhupada in the first canto, in connection with Parikshit Maharaj, based in Kali Yuga, he says, you know, Parikshit Maharaj, he tried to counteract the effect of Kali from the very beginning when he met him. Understand? He wanted to do something to counteract it. And Prabhupada in the Purport, he says, Kali only, in fact, will only influence those who are weak. And then he is giving an argument, that argument of devotees, of the weak devotees. Oh, what can I do? It's Kali Yuga. Oh, what can I do? You know, it's Maya. Oh, what can I do? It's my mind. But what does this mean? You know, that means you are weak. You always want to blame Maya, you want to blame Kali, you want to blame others, you want to blame anything. On yourself now. And there we have to start. I'm weak. I cannot overcome my weakness by myself. And therefore, you take shelter. You take shelter in Guru, in Vaishnavas, in Krishna. Then you get strength. Then you get help. Then you get all the instruments, you know, and all the knowledge. You become equipped. You become armed. You know. That you will not become influenced of Maya or Kali agents anymore. Also not by your mind. So this is a wrong accusation that we always do out of weakness. The example is Maharaj Parikshit. He didn't tolerate. He didn't say, oh, sorry, it's a Kali Yuga now, so okay, I have to close my eyes and let him do whatever he wants. He immediately wanted to punish him. Because he had the capacity for it. He was empowered emperor, representative of the Pandavas. So, they also have weapon. They also have the arms and the weapons given by Guru Krishna. It's the knowledge. Taking shelter in this transcendental knowledge. This is a weapon, it's Shastra. Shastra also means weapon, cutting you. Cutting your attachments. Then you are detached, you know, then you actually become strong. Of course you have to know to whom to become attached. Okay, Hare Krishna. Sri Sri Gaurita Ki Jai, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai,
Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai.